any song of praises in your mouth,
ẹ̀fí orin ìtúbà wù yín bẹ́ẹ̀
lu, and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Ẹ̀kọ́ ló rà sí
ọba àwọn ọba àti olúwa àwọn olúwa.
To him alone who doeth great things.
Ẹni tó ń ṣe ogun ńlá.
For his mercies endure forever.
Nítorí tí àánú rẹ̀ dúró láéláé.
For him who has all powers in his hand.
Fún ẹni tí gbogbo agbára ń bẹ ní ọwọ́ rẹ̀.
For his mercies endure forever.
Nítorí tí àánú rẹ̀ dúró láéláé.
What a mighty God we serve. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
For those of you who were not present or you were not able to participate in the first segment of this program,
fún ẹyin tí ẹ ò wá tàbí tí ẹ ò lè kópa nínú apá kínní ètò ti tòní,
that is deliverance from evil patterns and collective captivity.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ kúrò nínú ìlànà búburú àti ìgbèkùn àpapọ̀.
You have a wonderful opportunity here today.
Àǹfààní ńlá ńlá ń bẹ fún yín níbí lónìí.
Thank you, Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Father, we thank you.
Baba, adupe lowo yin.
For all powers belong to you.
Nitori gbogbo agbara nbe ni owo yin.
You are our rock, you are our strength.
Eyin ni apata ati agbara wa.
Your word says,
oro yi wipe,
with man this is impossible.
Eniyan ni eyi soro fun.
But with God all things are possible.
Ṣugbọn pẹlu Olorun gbogbo ni sise.
Father, by your power which has no respect for impossibility.
Baba, nipa agbara yin ti ko mo ase ti.
Lay your hands upon the hands of your people in the name of Jesus. Masopali katonekea. Lay your hands upon the hands of your people in the name of Jesus. As you lay your hands on your body now, in a prophetic action, the hand of God will arise and fight all your battles. In the name of Jesus. Lay that hand on your belly button.
Be awo yen le idodo re.
Lay there.
Be le idodo re.
And let there be silence.
Idakere lo si wa.
Father,
Baba,
as many as are here or connected to this program,
iye eni to nbe niyin abi ti won so po mo ipade yi,
and you have come from a background where there is the spirit of untimely death, right there where you are, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Silence. They are departing. Yes.
Ben.
The spirit of death and hell is coming out through the mouth, through the nose, through the womb. That's the power of God coming upon you. Father, as many as are here,
Baba,
and they are wallowing under the bondage of inherited poverty, inherited backwardness, inherited failure, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Masikatela kaya boshi. Thank you, Jesus. Every snake in your foundation that is biting your future I kill that serpent now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Silence. Now, very gently now. Gently. Not aggressively. Gently. I'm going to count seven from here. Smite your boiling betting area seven times. Gently. One. Two. Something is coming out already. Two. Three. The spirit of your mother is releasing you now. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Now with a voice that roars like thunder. With a voice that no voice around you can overshadow. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Arrows fired from my foundation. Into my destiny. Can you shout it loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Death! In the name of Jesus. My partner said, name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, la badura.
Father, I'm praying right now.
Baba, mo n badura nisisiyin.
For all who are gathered there or who are connected to this program.
Gbogbo eni to peju pese siyin tabi to so po mo ipade yi.
Who have breakthrough still hanging in this year?
Ti won yin ni alaja to ha sinu odun yi.
I decree by the decree of heavens. At every breakthrough that has been dedicated to this year for you in a mysterious, strange way. Possess your possession in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that none of your blessings shall disappear with this year. In the name of Jesus. Any power that is traveling anywhere to harm you. Any power that is going into the spirit realm to harm you will never come back. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now with a loud voice, pray this yoke-breaking prayer. Pray it without apology. Say, yoke-breaker! Jesus Christ! Break my yokes now! Jesus. Break my yoke now. The purpose Telica. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Now this is 3-in-1 service.
Is it meta ninu okan leleyi?
A deliverance service
for itusile
against collective captivity and evil pattern.
Lodi ti ilana buburu ati igbekun apapo.
The annual anointing service.
Is it ifororoyin to lododun?
And the mantle service.
Ati isin adura sori aso inoju.
So all eyes closed. Again, pick any song of praises in your own mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Any song of praises, sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one who is greater than the greatest,
and
higher than the highest, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
All eyes closed. This prayer is for 7 groups of people. Even if you don't think you belong to that group, I want to recommend that you pray and let your amen be loud. Don't negotiate at this time. The first group of people, there are people that the troubles they are going through is almost making them to get out of their mind. They are getting confused. As you pray this prayer, the cold power from heaven that will calm down and remove all the agitations shall come upon you. The second group of people are those who are always very close to the edge of breakthrough. Some mysterious and strange things just happen. And the breakthrough visits away. As such people pray now, a personality will depart from you. And that will be the end of that situation. The third group of people are those who have been having horrible nightmares, strange dreams. Sometimes you are even afraid to sleep. As you pray this prayer, the power of God will fall upon you. You may not even be able to stand on your feet, but that will be the end of that tribulation. The fourth group of people,
sorry,
are those who have been going through terrible infirmity they cannot discuss with anybody. The fire of the God of Elijah will come upon you, and that bad medical report and clinical prophecy shall be cancelled. The fifth group of people are those who have been hearing strange voices. Voices telling them to kill themselves, do something strange. All of a sudden, the God of Elijah will silence the strange voices. The sixth group of people are those who are being pursued by powers that do not want to let them go. The power of foundational Pharaoh. They will be instantly released as you pray this prayer. Last group of people are people.
Is only keje ni awon
who are having trouble with their children.
They want need amu pelu awon omo won.
As we pray, the demon harassing those children shall depart from them and go back to the senders. But everything depends on how you pray the following prayers. Three of them. Can you shout this loud and clear? Every tree of bad luck. Hear the word of the Lord. Death. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Yes. Makapote sete la kaya boshanta. Rimasapanda kaya boshanta. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. That's why Jesus brought you here. You are here for an encounter. And this is a very serious matter. There must be no negotiation. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, then we pray.
Loruko Jesu, lagba adura.
Let there be silence again.
Idakeroro tuwa.
Silence.
Idakeroro wa.
Father.
Baba.
Anything that needs to get out of anybody's life.
Oko tonilo lati jade kuro lara enikankan
for them to possess their possession.
Won ba le ni ini won.
Anything that needs to get out of anybody's head. Anything that needs to get out of the heart. Anything that needs to get out of the stomach. Anything that needs to get out of the womb. Anything that needs to get out of the leg. So that you can advance. So that you can progress. So that you can be elevated. So that you can be promoted. I command those things to depart in the name of Jesus. Depart, 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 depart. Let your amen be loud. Yes, depart, 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 depart. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, they're coming out.
Then one jadi.
Arrows in the chest.
Of anino aya.
Arrows in the womb.
Of anile.
Arrows in the head.
Of anino.
They're going back.
One jadi.
To the senders.
Father, loba wanto na wo.
Number two prayer.
Adura ekeji.
Shout this loud and clear. Angels of blessings. Angels of breakthroughs. I am available. Visit me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Cry to the Lord now. Visit me by fire. Yes.
Ben.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, lagbadura.
Silence.
Idakeroro wa.
Father, I decree from this altar.
Baba mo pa lase latori pepe yi.
Anyone here now.
And
you are connected to this program. And your parents have dedicated you to the waters. Right there where you are. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Something is happening over there.
Oh, can't shall allow you.
Silence. As the first person. Number two. Number three. Number four. Now this third prayer. No negotiation. Pray with reckless violence. Every tongue speaking to kill me. Can you shout this loud? You are not shouting it enough. Your time is up. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus,
a sevenfold amen. You are going to pray.
Oh, Badura.
The prayer is in a song.
Adura, you know, already.
And you sing the song 10 times. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. The song is a prophetic proclamation. It's a powerful prayer. Don't let anybody's voice overshadow your voice. 10 times. 10 good times. All eyes closed. Are you ready? Thank you, Jesus. Turn me to fire, turn me to fire, turn me to fire, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire, turn me to fire, turn me to fire, oh Lord.
Amen. Amen. You understand the song now? Get yourself ready. In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire. Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire.
Your hand.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire.
Louder.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Louder. In the name of Jesus. Say, anointing that terrifies the enemy. Come upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to ask for that anointing. Anointing that terrifies the enemy. Come upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu l'adura.
This particular prayer,
adura to kan yi,
it's for so many people.
O wa fun opolopo eniyan.
Please don't say, I don't think this is my situation.
Ma so pe awon o lero ko ro yi kan mi.
Pray it all the same.
Adura o sibe sibe.
Some people are being followed around by some evil powers. The agenda of this power is to scuttle everything they are doing. Any good thing they are doing, they scuttle them. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Follow powers. Powers following me for evil. Turn back.
Down.
In the name of Jesus. Deal with that power now. But support Ali Katendekea. Ribosopandekea Boshente Rabasanta. Powers following me for evil. Turn back. Down. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu l'agbadura.
Stretch forward your two hands like someone who wants to receive a big present.
Te owo re mejeji siwaju bi eni to fe gba ebun nla.
And let your amen be dynamic as I pray those gifts back into your hands.
Ki o wa ma je ki ami re mile titi bi won se gbadura ki awon ebun yo pada bo sinu aye re.
Father, it is written.
Baba ati ko iwe re pe
that we will possess our possession. Anything good that has been stolen from any life, no matter how long it has been stolen, as these hands are stretched forth now, Maponta ni karibo satela kaya bo shantia, riba sependeka, everything that has been stolen from you, beginning from your mother's womb, repossess them now in the name of Jesus. Repossess them, 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 in the name of Jesus. Says you will not possess your marriage. Any power that says you will not have your own children. Any power that says you will not possess your wealth. I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Possess your possession now. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have your seat for a few minutes, please. Right there where you are with your eyes closed. As we enter into the anointing of the mantle service, sing this loud and clear. Power must change be my life. No matter what that may say. Power must change and save my life. Hallelujah. No matter what the devil may say. In Jesus' name.
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 Hallelujah.
Power must change that.
Within the next 5 minutes, I want you to dance like David danced, sing like David sang, jump like David jumped, clap like David clapped, so that you will be a beneficiary of the favor and blessings of God hovering all over this place today. God is glorious in holiness and fearfully praised. Thank you, Jesus. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Your voice is not loud enough. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
He touched my life.
Jehovah touched my life.
The final say.
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah has
Jehovah
the
touched
final
my life.
Say.
Jehovah touched my life around.
Jehovah touched my life around.
He makes a way.
He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah has the final say.
Le dernier mot.
Jehovah a le dernier mot.
Qui a le dernier mot?
Jehovah a le dernier mot.
Jehovah change ma vie en bien.
Jehovah change ma vie en bien.
Alléluia.
Refresh your bed, la vie en avant. Jehovah a le dernier mot.
That is your name.
I am.
That is your name.
Yes, that is your name.
We shout for joy.
Shout for joy. Shout for joy. Shout for joy.
We clap our hands.
Shout for joy. Shout for joy. Shout for joy.
We clap our hands.
Clap our hands. Clap our hands. Clap our hands.
We praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
We do a dance.
Do a dance. Do a dance. Do a dance.
We do.
Do a jump,
we do a jump,
do a jump, do a jump, do a jump, do a jump.
shout for joy.
Shout for joy. Shout for joy. Shout for joy.
We shout for joy.
Shout for joy. Shout for joy. Shout for joy.
We clap our hands.
Clap our hands. Clap our hands. Clap our hands.
We clap our hands.
Clap our hands. Clap our hands. Clap our hands.
I am moving forward. I am moving forward. For the Lord is on the throne. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. Hallelujah.
I am moving forward.
Hallelujah.
I am moving forward.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord is on the throne. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I am moving forward.
Hallelujah. Oh, you go to me, yonder, all the
room. Oh, you go to me, yonder, yonder,
oh, you go to me,
yonder, oh, you go to me, yonder, all the room. Oh, you go to me, yonder, oh, you go to me, yonder, oh, Oye guru mele yanda ye Oye guru mele yanda ye Oye guru mele yanda ye Oye guru mele yanda ye
Ile ladun apara esu wale apara lanu duro hallelujah ile ladun
ile ladun apara esu wale apara lanu duro hallelujah
ile ladun
ile ladun
You have been in your work, Father, perfect your work. You have been in your work in my life, Father, perfect your work. You have been in your work.
You have been in your work.
Hallelujah.
Father, perfect your work.
Hallelujah.
You have been in your work in my life, Father.
Jesus, bring out your mantle now. Bring out your mantle now. And as I call out certain virtues, you will command with your own mouth, enter into my mantle. Enter into my mantle. Enter into my mantle. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready?
Once
I call out the virtue, your own is to decree enter into my mantle 3 times. Then you add in the name of Jesus. Father, your power is the absolute power. The power of God was upon the apron of Paul. Apron and even shadow of Peter to heal the sick and to raise the dead. Let the healing virtue, blessing virtue, deliverance power, divine medication enter into this mantle now. In the name of Jesus. Get yourself ready now. Divine antibiotics. Divine fire. You will say it 3 times. Divine antibiotics, divine mantle. Enter into my mantle. Holy Ghost fire and breakthrough power. Cleansing power and dominion power. Father, let this mantle become the mantle of power, the mantle of breakthrough, the mantle that will destabilize every plan of the enemy. Let this mantle carry the fire and power of God. In the name of Jesus, a sevenfold event. Now you can lay this mantle on the sick. You can put it in your business place. You can put it in your home. It will be a standard and a standing force there against the enemy. Have your seat for a few minutes. Second Samuel chapter 3. Today is a special program, so we're going to take just a little bit more of your time. What we have left now is the anointing service. Second Samuel chapter 3. Verse 28. We're talking about deliverance from evil pattern and collective captivity. We started the message last part must change
us.
If you want to know everything we said, buy the tape. Or buy the CD. This is just a second part of that message. Second Samuel chapter 3, verse 28. And afterward, when David had it, he said, I and my kingdom are guiltless before the Lord forever from the blood of Abner, the son of
Ner.
Let it rest on the head of Joab and on all his father's house. Let there not fail from the house of Joab one that had an issue or that is a leper or that leaneth on a staff or that falleth on the sword or that lacketh bread. You can see the curse that was issued on the family, household, generation of Joab.
That in that family,
there must always be somebody who has issue of blood. Or somebody that must be a leper in that family. There must be one that is paralyzed. There is one that will be killed.
That
the one that will be so poor, he or she will lack bread. Please understand this. Mark chapter 12. Sorry.
Mark 12.
We are working towards some prayers here this morning. Mark chapter 12.
Mark 12.
Verse 18.
Mark
12:18. Then came unto him the Sadducees, which said there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife
and
raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brethren. The first took a wife and he died leaving no seed. And the second took the same wife and died. Neither left any seed. And the third likewise. And all the seven had her and left no seed. Last of all, the woman also died. A pattern is an order or an arrangement.
Ìlànà kan ó jẹ́ ètò tàbí àgbékalẹ̀.
A design. If it's not a holy design,
ìfilélẹ̀ kan bí kìí bá ṣe ìfilélẹ̀ mímọ́,
it becomes really, really troublesome.
Yóò di ohun tí ń dani láàmú.
In deliverance,
nínú ìtúsílẹ̀,
ministers try to help people.
Àwọn òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run a máa gbìyànjú láti ran àwọn ènìyàn lọ́wọ́.
By probing into their life to see whether there is a trend of a problem in somebody's lineage.
Nípa fífinú fílẹ̀ nínú ayé onítọ̀hún láti lè mọ̀ bóyá ìlànà ìdààmú kan wà nínú ìran onítọ̀hún.
Even medical doctors,
kódà àwọn dókítà oníṣègùn òyìnbó,
they ask questions.
Àwọn náà máa bèrè ọ̀rọ̀.
Do you have anybody with this thing in your family?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹnìkan kan wà nínú ẹbí yín tírú nǹkan yìí ń ṣe?
Anybody diabetic in your family?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹnìkan wà tí ìtọ̀ àtọ̀gbẹ ń dà
lára? Anybody with high blood pressure in your family?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹnìkan wà nínú ẹbí yín tó lẹ̀jẹ̀ ríru?
They too realize.
Àwọn náà mọ̀ pé
that things can transfer and form a pattern.
Àwọn nǹkan lè ràn mọ́ ni kí wọ́n sì di ìlànà kan.
So occurrence of the same problem in a person's lineage,
nígbà tí irú ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ kan bá ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ìran ènìyàn,
is taken as a root of problems.
Àkà sí gbòǹgbò ìṣòro.
For example, in some family, firstborns never live beyond 40.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ, nínú àwọn ẹbí kan, àwọn àkọ́bí wọn kì í kọjá 40 ọdún láyé.
In some families, people don't get married.
Nínú àwọn ẹbí mìíràn, àwọn èèyàn kì í ṣègbéyàwó.
In some families, marriages never work.
Nínú àwọn ẹbí mìíràn, ìgbéyàwó máa ń dojú dé ni.
In some families, everybody is polygamous.
Nínú ẹbí mìíràn, gbogbo wọn bẹ̀ ló ń kóyàwó jọ.
In some families, there is always incest.
Nínú ẹbí mìíràn, dandan ni kí wọ́n máa bá ẹbí àti ìbátan wọn láṣepọ̀.
Insanity and poverty.
Ibòmíì, ìṣẹ́.
In some family, all women must marry wizards, all men must marry witches.
Nínú àwọn ẹbí mìíràn, gbogbo obìnrin ibẹ̀ ó gbọ́dọ̀ fẹ́ oṣó, gbogbo ọkùnrin ibẹ̀ ó gbọ́dọ̀ fẹ́ àjẹ́.
I'm praying one prayer here today.
Mo gba àdúrà ẹyọ kan níbí ìlú.
Any inherited evil pattern
ìlànà búburú yòówù tó jogún
in anybody's life here,
nínú ayé ẹnikẹ́ni
nínú, I command you to die in the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
A sevenfold amen. Read in the book of Mark.
Ohun ta ka ninu iwe Marku.
It's an example of how evil pattern works.
Apẹẹrẹ ni bi ilana buburu ti ma n ṣiṣẹ niyan.
Look at it this way.
Ẹ foju mi ninu wo bayi.
After Four people had died. Marrying the same woman. Any sensible man should have been told that he has to run away. But because it's a pattern that must destroy them. They kept marrying the woman. They kept dying childless. Eventually, after the woman had finished all of them, she now died herself. When the evil pattern is at work, talking will not help. Those people will not take your advice. Some of them hate prayer meetings. They will never go to churches where they will be delivered. It's because the pattern wants to maintain itself. Are you here today? And you are looking at your father's life, your mother's life. And you find that the evil that occurred in your life is already staring you in the face. The sickness that killed them is already trying to kill you. Then pray like a madman when we start now. This is how evil foundation works. The firstborn married the woman and died. Secondborn married the woman and died. Third born, did he say, ah, what's going on here? Married the same woman and died. Maybe the woman has a seductive spirit. We don't know. But all of them perished. I'm praying for somebody here. Every killer inherited pattern assigned against your life shall be buried in the name of Jesus. So, when one way or the other, there is a pattern, a reoccurrence of the same problem, there is something at the root. The passage you read in 2
Samuel
introduces a strange dimension to evil pattern. That is, the thing may form a pattern, but not regular. The pattern will wear a mask to confuse the people. It will appear as if there is no pattern. It may be different kinds of unrelated problems happening without pattern. But on careful observation, you will see that that confusing pattern emanates from the same source. Curses can have branches bearing different fruits. Cancer, leprosy, violent death. What we've read there, if somebody from the lineage of Joab goes to war, it could be the son, could be the grandson, could be the great grandson. If nobody died in that place, it will be the only one who will die with stray bullets. Because the curse said somebody in that family must die by the sword. A small wound in the leg and a slight bleeding may lead to death. Whereas to others, they treat it easily. The daughter of Joab, going for a simple operation of tooth extraction, it could lead to complication and death. Children of Joab, they will be constant victims of robbers. Although they have nothing that a thief could desire, they will be the victim of robbery.
The
pattern will be such that somebody will ask, what is wrong with this family? If not death, it is sickness. If it's not sickness, it's failure. If it's not failure, it's marital disgrace. Trying to cut off individual branches of the problem will not help. We need to go to the root and deal with it. A sister in this Lagos, she was 35. She was not married, but she felt that her life was going out of her. She wakes up tired, weak. She went to the hospital. They cross-checked everything. They said she's perfect. But she knew there was a problem. She was slowly dying. She can't walk for 5 meters to just sit down. She approached a minister who knew about deliverance. And that one began to probe her with questions. The man of God now discovered
that
people in that family die at 35. And she was already 35. So the man of God asked her, why do people in your family die at
35?
Why do they die at 35?
She said,
I don't know. So the man of God said, okay, look, take this money. Go to your village. Look for the oldest man. Ask question about your family. So she traveled home. Fortunately, the one old man who knew everybody was still alive. He bought plenty of things for the man. And he told the man his family. The man said, yes. I remember. This is what happened. You are from a royal family. She was surprised. Nobody has ever told her that. So you are from a royal family. So, but you used to have a great grandfather who married plenty of wives. And he marries them one after the other. Anytime he found a new wife, and he wanted to get rid of the one in the house, he places a calabash and palm wine front at the front of her door. And once the young men see those things, they believe the person is a witch, they will kill them.
So anytime
the man was tired of his wives,
he
put the calabash and the palm tree front at their door, and they killed them off. And then he married a new one. When he's tired of that one, he kills it off. Kills that one off. That was one particular one. As they drag her to the forest to kill her, she told the people, can I talk? Give me 1 minute to talk. They said yes. And she declared
that
if I'm a witch, if what this man said is true, then let nothing happen. But if it is a lie, let nobody in their family go beyond her age at that time. And that was it. And that was when the curse started. It was a series of deliverance from evil pattern and things like this that set this sister free. The testimony is that the sister is now above 50. And she's still living. But members of our family who did not do any deliverance or surrender their life to Christ died at that
same time.
Solution. Run to Christ.
Sato, Jesus.
Surrender your life to Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Two.
Ikeji.
Confess all your sins.
Jewo, gogo, eshere.
Three.
Iketa.
Confess your family sins too.
Jewo, amu, eshere, pire.
Whether you know their sins or you don't, confess
Boyo,
it.
Beshe, mo, abo, mo. Jewo, re.
And then four.
Ikeri.
Break that yoke.
Four. Ajaga, ye.
Break the evil pattern.
Four. Ilano, bukuru,
and lastly, barricade your life.
Ito, ake, mo, di, aye, re,
so that pattern will not destroy you.
Ki, ilano, ye, umaba, paoru.
And that's what we're here to do.
Ota, wabi, washe, di,
with the help of the oil we're going to put on.
Pelu, atilei, ururu,
and which you are
si.
Still going to hold on to.
Si, di, muda, da.
Rise to your feet now.
Ijeka, di, de, duro,
everybody rise to your feet.
Kukua, di, de, duro.
And all eyes closed.
Asi, di, oju, wa.
Rise to your feet and all eyes closed. Right there where you are. While you are rising to your feet. Take a simple song in your mouth. I plead the blood of Jesus. 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 But if you are here this morning and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, there is no way you are going to break yourself free from these evil patterns. So right there where you are, say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I must break free from this thing. Run quickly to the altar at the front here, or any of the two altars at the back.
Say,
Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I must break myself free from this evil pattern. Quickly run to the altar at the front here, or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here. Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just say what I'm going to say after that. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you say that short prayer with me, I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken this most important decision. Father, uphold them by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. It is well with you. The Lord will keep you standing by his power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right there where you are, the counselors will talk with you and give you further instructions. The rest of us, let's begin to confess our ancestral sins and our own sin so that we can break all these bondages. Let's rise to our feet, please. And point your right hand towards me at the altar here. And let your amen be dynamic as I pray on those hands again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. For you are our rock, you are our strength. These hands that are stretched forward here, let them carry the power of the great physician. In the name of Jesus, as you use this hand on your body, every infirmity shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Now get yourself ready. Anywhere you have infirmity in your body, smite it 21 times, shouting, go back to your sender. Let's go! Your oil now and let your amen be dynamic as I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. That same Spirit that moved upon the waters, let the Spirit move upon this oil in the name of Jesus. Let this oil become the oil of healing, the oil of deliverance, the oil of breakthrough, the oil of dominion, the oil of power, the oil of strength, the oil of breakthrough, the oil of fire, the oil of power, in the name of Jesus. Inside this oil, let there be divine surgery. Divine surgery. Divine surgery. Divine repair. Divine replacement. In the name of Jesus. In those days, an angel used to trouble the water of Bethesda. Let the same angel trouble this oil now in the name of Jesus. When this oil touches the sick, let the sick become whole. When this oil touches the unlucky, let them possess their possession. Let them become fortunate. Let it become the oil of favor. I sanctify the oil in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your bottle of oil. Put a little bit in your mouth. And swallow it. Makapontani Ribopalia. Say, my mouth. Has encountered the anointing of God. As from today, every hidden sickness in my body is dead. As from today, my mouth shall be larger than the mouth of my enemies. In the name of Jesus. As from today, my mouth shall bring me breakthroughs. It shall bring me testimonies. In the name of Jesus, a loud amen. Now anoint your own head with that oil. Pour the oil on your head. The psalmist said that I not test my head with oil and my cup run it over. Anoint your head now. Thank you, Jesus. Set my head. You are the symbol of my destiny. Beginning from today, my head shall be lifted up above my enemies around me. I decree and declare
that
insanity is not my lot. In the name of Jesus, any arrow fired into my head, go back to your senders now. In the name of Jesus. Now rub your two hands with the oil. Your two hands with the oil. So my hands, you are the symbol of my labor. Beginning from today, every good thing that I touch shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, every chain upon my hand, I command you to break now. Break now. Break now. Break now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now anoint your legs. Your legs. Say, my legs. You are the symbol of my dominion. Beginning from today, I shall trample upon every serpent and scorpion. My legs will not carry me into danger. My legs will carry me to my place of blessing, into my place of destiny. In the name of Jesus, a loud amen. Close that bottle of oil. When you get home, the first thing to do is to anoint your doorpost. The lintel of your doorpost, the lintel of your gate. Once you do that, no evil shall enter there. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I'm praying for all those who are celebrating their birthday this month, uphold them by your fire and power. In the name of Jesus. By this time, let's see how Jesus starts in his coming. Let them be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Bring out your prayer letters. Father, every prayer request that your children have brought here, you know what they have written there. Answer them by fire. Let every prayer you have written now become such a huge testimony that you will not have to write them again. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, soak all these prayer letters. Blood of Jesus, soak all these prayer letters. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And as you go to the close of this year, every tragedy and disaster left in this year is minus you and your family, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now that you have anointed yourself, you are in a position to pray one powerful prayer. Please, I beg you, don't allow anybody's voice to be louder than yours in this powerful prayer. You will mention your name. Mention your name loud and clear. Then you pray this prayer. Daniel Olukoye! Hear the word of the Lord! Can you shout that loud? sunshine. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Daniel Olukoye, hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, anointing that breaks the yoke. Come upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Let your voice be loud. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This third prayer, you now apply a prophetic action. As you are praying it, wait for me to tell you the prayers. As you are praying it, begin to clap your hand loudly. That clap shall ordain terrifying noises against your enemy. You shout this loud and clear. Evil family pattern! Break! Command the evil family pattern to break! Break! Break in the name of Jesus. 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 My partner said, louder, 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 louder. Break, break in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you. Cover your family with the blood of Jesus. The eyes that neither slumbers nor sleep shall be upon you. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Every breakthrough that is left for you this year, possess them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you have a friend who did not come to this meeting, just put a few drops of your anointing oil in their own oil, and the power of God shall flow into their oil too. Don't forget, pray your way into 2016 is 5 p.m. here, 31st. If Jesus tarries in his coming, let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 thunderous hallelujah.